Hello, hello, and welcome to today's Q&A call. This is Susie. I am back in Sydney. I got in on Sunday. I am dreadfully jet lagged, but I am here for you and I will remain perky for an hour and a half before I probably need to go have a nap. So lovely to have you here. I've been up since 3 a.m. That's one of the buggers of, you know, long distance travel. As much as I try to get into the time zone really quickly, it just didn't pan out that way. Anyway, I'd love to see your faces. If you've got a video camera, go ahead and get it on. Let me see if I can see you. Oh, great. Look at your background, Francine. Francine, I arrived back to a gorgeous hot pink racerback t-shirt, which you sent about 3 months ago now. But I finally have it and I cannot wait to give it a trial run at the gym. Thank you. Hey, Ange. Hey, Christy Lee. Hope you're feeling better. And Joe and Sean, I'm doing my romper room thing. And Maria, hello, Maria, looking gorgeous. And Selena, and hey, Jolie, I heard you say about the internet connection, so hopefully it'll hold strong for you. Hi, Chandra. Yeah, and Laurel's here as well. Great. And we've probably got some people sort of coming in as we go along. Oh, Francine, it is bamboo, so breathes nicely. Yeah, bamboo fabric is such a revelation. I have a couple of bamboo t-shirts that I got through a program I was doing. It wasn't a t-shirt program. It was just like, you know, merchandise, and they're so soft and wonderful. So thank you. Thank you, Chandra. All right, we have some great questions. We do have an apology from Karen. Karen has had a big win in business and she rewarded herself with a new car, so she's picking up her car. So that's a pretty good reason for not being here. So that's where she is. And other than that, I know Diane is going to be listening to the recording. Hey, Diane. And other than that, I expect people might pop in. Oh, I don't know where they are. So here's what's coming up today. We have a couple of ideal moments. Someone seems to be jackhammering in the street behind me, so hopefully you can't hear that. We're going to do a quick project check-in. Do not quake in your boots. It's going to be really easy. I've got your questions. I've got some great questions came in over the last couple of days. And if we have any time at the end, we'll do any additional questions and then we'll look at what is next. So the first ideal moment is the lovely Karina is moving along with her website, which is her big project. And she gave us a little sneak peek of the top of the very front page and asked for some feedback. So thank you everyone for piping in. And it is such a big job, a website. I know, you know, and you know, you've got e-commerce and various complexities. I also have your question today, Karina, so we'll get to that in a moment. So keep it coming. Any feedback that you want on aspects of the website, come through. I've built multiple websites and there's a whole group of people here who have websites and we're your ideal client, a lot of us. So we will know if it's where we would click, if it appeals to us, etc. So keep it coming. The lovely Fran did a survey. That is such a good way to use this group and also the members group is to ask a question. So she was asking about what are some of the clues that clients are unhappy. So thank you again for piping in. And I love this post. Judy had this great post about when a client says no to your quote, how do you handle that conversation? And Maria, your advice was stellar all around the psychology of this process, because what can happen when someone says no to us is that we can either want to make them wrong or make ourselves wrong in the process. And so Maria had some really good advice about sort of separating yourself from the situation and not taking it personally. And she even drew this great picture. You have to have a look at this post about being side by side with the client as you're going through this process, because there's an opportunity to possibly turn it around, especially if the objection seems to be price. Quite often there's something else underlying. So that was a great post and that's right in there for you to review. That is what I have on moments. We're going to dive right into a project update. Now, there was a post, and you'll see it on the next slide, and some of you have let me know where you're at. And here's what I figure. The more frequently we check in, the quicker we're going to know if we are stuck somewhere in our project and can move forward. So here's what I would like for you to do. I just want you to go ahead and tell us your name. Now, most of us know each other by now, but just tell us your name and what you do. This is going to be really quick, right? Because we want to spend most of the time on the questions that came in. What is your project in a sentence? I was going to grow my email list by 300. I was going to get this lead magnet out. I was going to redo my sales page. I was going to put systems in place. I was going to bring in trainers to present my course, whatever it is, very quickly. And then how are you doing? I'm getting close. Because if we look at the timeline, we were together in May and we started this just about that time. We're getting at the point where we're probably over the halfway mark. So how are we going? Am I 50% of the way there? Am I 90% of the way? Am I done and dusted, moving on to the next project? Where are you at? We're not going to dive deep into the depths of the status, but this is more just a check-in. What is the status? And then I want to invite you, if the status is not what you want it to be, then you want to be going ahead and asking in the group for support from me and everyone else here on the specific part of your process that you are stuck on. If you're stuck, maybe you're all in the flow, which is awesome. I want to hear it, whatever it is. So I'm going to go ahead and open up your lines. And like I said, keep it really quick, right? This is really just a check-in. And we will move around the group. Francine, you're up first.
Ah, okay.
Hi.
So my name is Francine, and the program that I am working on is I had one big program and I was cutting it up into three. What I've actually done is not only have I cut up the first one into three, I've combined it with another program. I've launched it. I've got 6 clients going through it and they love it. I'm madly putting the tracks in front of the train. So... then the second one I was going to split it into, I've decided to throw by the wayside because that was taking me off on a different tangent. It's out of my scope. It was not going to make me any money. So I've gotten rid of that one. And the third one was my $47 or $97, whatever it is. And I haven't even started on that because I just really don't need it at the moment. I've got too many clients. And then the last thing I was doing was setting up my content and things like that. So I'm actually in a 21-day challenge to do videos, and I'm halfway through a video a day. So I'm halfway through that. So that's okay. Going well. And what I'd love help from with the group, which I need to post in there, is it's my 1-year birthday for the business coming up, and how do I promote that? I've also, you know, competitions and things like that. I'm not Tony Robbins, so giving away a coaching package doesn't work for me. Because who am I anyway? And so something like that would be helpful.
Did I jump through and smack you? Would that be okay? Who are you?
I'm Francine O'Rourke. I am the mindset and personal mastery coach. However, I found that you're giving away a course and things like that. There's no value. There's no uptake. And that's my reality. So for me to give a weekend away would get more people engaging. And the last thing is I'm in a magazine. Woohoo! And so I'll be posting all that in her business. And I'm not quite sure what to do with it. I know it sounds stupid.
Great.
Put it in
the main group, because that's going to be beneficial to so many people, and I'll give you a ton of ideas, as will others. So that's great. Congratulations. You are making huge progress. I also want to follow up that conversation about you're not Tony Robbins. So whatever your question is in relation to what do I offer for my birthday, again, go ahead and post that in the ideal group, because I've just had someone in Mastermind who was having a 5-year birthday. So it's sort of fresh in my mind, so we can answer that as well.
Cool. Beautiful. Thank you.
Awesome. Terrific. Thank you. Lovely Ange.
Oh, here I am. I'm Ange Sinclair, and I help women purge the pain, beat the bloat, and get to the root cause of their digestive issues by educating and empowering them to become their own digestive detective. Through one-on-one consultations and very soon membership. So my project was the perfect poo package. I can't do any more at this stage because it's stuck at the designer, and unfortunately the designer is a solopreneur who's having family issues. So I'm not sure how long I should leave her stuck with it. She hasn't started, as it turns out. She's been there since July. I spoke to her on Friday and said, you guys have given me some heat, so could she please move it along? I will follow up with her this week. But I'm doing membership stuff instead, so it's all good.
All right. Yes. And how long? July to now is too long. She hasn't started. This is a good time to pull out, would be my opinion.
Yeah.
right. Very good. There's lots of designers, lots of choices. Christy Lee.
Hello, I'm Christy Lee. I'm from the Footprint Group, and I help successful small to medium business owners to take the stress and headache out of their HR through my consultation and HR Unlimited services. And I have a bit of a croaky voice, so I apologise. My project is my HR Unlimited marketing mountain, and have been swimming along fairly well, but I'm not stuck. I'm just stalled a little bit at the moment. I had to go back and fix up some systems, which are now starting to get in place. They've just a few things I've got to tidy up there. And I've just had a shocking few weeks with kids sick. I've been sick, school holidays, blah, blah, blah. So I've just got to get back on track and clear some time. I've been bogged down with some detailed client work as well that's taken my time away. So I've just got to create some time in the schedule and just get back on track with it.
Sounds great. Total confidence in you. Absolutely. Jo.
So I'm Jo Pillen. I help regional people who want to love what they do make the right choices for them. And I do this with one-on-one consultations and employability skills coaching and workshops. So my project is sort of just basically really getting started. But in the last month, I've been working on setting up MailChimp, investigating CRM, all that sort of stuff. And I'm about in the middle. So I thought I'd chosen my CRM, and then I listened to a thing on security of data and small business, and I thought, oh, okay, I probably need to revisit that. So I haven't, but I've got all my lists all sort, like all in the spreadsheet and everything. So I've been working on it, but I still haven't chosen. So.
All right, great. Well, there's been some really good discussions about CRMs in the Her Business Network group. I don't know if you saw those. There's a very recent thread with people comparing the different systems they're using. So you want to check that out. If you can't find it, let me know and I'll find it for you. Great. Right. Thanks, Jo. And Sian.
Hi, I'm Sian Rocco. I'm founder and facilitator at MindfulWorks, and I assist small service-based organisations, particularly government and pseudo-government organisations, build strong leadership teams. And I do this by providing in-house mindfulness-based leadership training. The training is focused at building well-being and productivity. My project for the first short, the 30-day project, was to get three. My marketing mountain is Mindful Works for Leaders, which is a established program that previously I've delivered as a hosted public event. And my short-term project was to get three paid in-house clients before the 3rd of September. And I've actually achieved that. So I've extended that out, and I've also got my biggest ever fee from those clients, so that's exciting. And and so now I've expanded it to December with the intention of getting 10 clients, paid clients, booked for 2020. I've been stuck on actually writing a plan. So I've got a pretty good instinctive navigation system, but I've really struggled with actually articulating a plan. And thank you, Susie, for that recent post about attitude, because I'm like, oh, what's my attitude? And, I came up with all these sort of, what sounded a bit perverse, like, non-striving and accepting and stuff like that. And I thought, okay, attitude do I need? And I thought, just do it. So actually, after writing that, I actually Googled writing a project plan. That's something else I'm training myself to ask Google the answer to my questions. And I found one that actually related to the language that I'm used to hearing around planning for teaching. So I'm like, oh, yeah, I know what an objective is. I don't know what a big rock is, but I know what an objective is. So so actually now, just this morning, I've really started to map out a plan, and so I'm really excited about that. One of the things that's come up for me is that in the process of getting these clients, my program Mindful Works for Leaders is a 2-day program, and people want less. they want to start with one day, some of them, or in fact, one of them is 3 mornings. So I'm like, do I have 2 marketing mountains? You know, so there's the marketing mountain for Mindful Works for Leaders that's got this offer, which is 2 days. Do I have 2 offers? So, because the mountain is kind of the same, the path up the mountain is kind of the same, but the offer is different. So even though Mindful Works for Leaders is, it can be tailored for you.
Exactly. So my very quick answer, and again, really happy to go deeper into this, and I know Francine and Fran and other people all have opinions, is that you have your offer, but then you can tailor it because they want 3 mornings or they want to whatever. But if you go out with 3 competing products, but it's actually the same product, you're just going to add confusion. Okay. So I think you just add that and we can, you know, tailor it for you. That's going to be, very good. Congratulations on those clients. That's fantastic.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Maria.
Hi, my name's Maria Castellari. I help overwhelmed mums with young children to let go of mother guilt and reconnect with their needs to bring more joy back to their parenting and life. I do that through one-on-one coaching and soon, which is my project, launching an online course, which I haven't actually really been focusing on at all because I've been head stuck into Facebook ads. So for now, I think for the next couple of weeks, I'm going to focus on completing these Facebook ads course, which is going to help start promoting the course once I get it online as well.
Who are you doing the course with? Rick Mulready?
So I'm doing 2. So I'm doing Moolah with Rachel Miller and the Liz Melville with who's part of James Wedmore's group. She does the Facebook ads for all of James Wedmore's launches.
Gotcha. I know there's some people here who are working on Facebook ads, so that's always good to know what other people are using. Terrific. Thank you so much. And, hey, I wanted to congratulate you on your Fiverr success after last time as well.
Yeah, it was good, yeah. It was really good.
Thank you. All right, Selena. Hi there.
So I'm Selena Tonkin, and I empower ambitious introverts to be fully self-expressed out there in the world. My project, well, it is the ClickFunnels, and complete the ClickFunnels and click the button so they're launched. Project status, I'm at the stage where the program is, it's done, I just don't want to, and I have interviewed for people to do the click funnels, to outsource it, and I just am concerned about how much it costs, and I'm concerned that, you know, well, there's no guarantee, but it might not work. So I'm stuck. And I also get a bit distracted. So I go to do workshops that produce money, give me money right now. So I get distracted, I think, from my main focus, what I would like to be main focus. And that's it. And I'm organizing an Introverts Awareness Day in Melbourne on 24th, most probably of October. So I just distracted myself
with a new event.
workshops and a new event. So that's it.
Okay. Well, there's an awareness around what you're doing. And so, that you're distracting yourself, and you know what I mean? So we don't have to point that bit out because you already know. And so you're at choice as to, so what do I do about that? So I really love to support you. So let me know how I can do that. All right. Because I totally know it. There's 10 things that I should have done by now that are for a project next month that I have not done. And just this morning I was looking at the list and going, what am I procrastinating about, right? And so you want to try and uncover what that is and get on a path forward. And so there were some hacks that I put in the group just a couple of weeks ago when I was going through this process of feeling stuck. And some of them can be really small. Like it's, and actually when I answer, sorry, I'm jumping around a bit. When I answer Diane's question, it might help you as well. coming up. All right. Julie Donnell.
Hello. Jan. Welcome back.
Thank you so much.
So my name's Julie Donnell and I'm the lifestylist. And I have changed my connection statement because I've moved from overwhelm, focusing on overwhelm and stress, to self-doubt, to self-belief. So self-belief and confidence, because that's a common denominator of all the clients I think I've ever seen. So I'm going to start with that one. So my connection statement with regard to that particular area of my business is I help busy everyday women 35 plus who juggle small business and family life to reignite their self-belief through my complete free to be me one-to-one program in 12 weeks or less.
Awesome.
And my project has been on automating my marketing mountain of the three steps to purchase the first session in my 12-week program. And where am I at? I sent in a question around video, so hopefully we'll touch base with that. And just really focusing on the automation part of it, which technology is not my best friend, but I'm hoping to connect with it in a meaningful way.
Make it an ally. Thanks, Julian. We do have your question and we'll get to that in just a moment. And Fran just put her breast up very close to the camera there. Hello. I can say that to you, can't I?
Yes, of course.
How are you?
I was trying to print out my connection statement, but my printer's telling me it's doing something weird. So, my name is Frances Pratt, and my connection statement is, I help business owners focus on customer experience to deeply understand the logical, emotional, and tactical reasons that customers say yes to them. This gives them the key client insights and phrases that helps them grow and scale in a customer-centric way. I do this through the My Lovable Business Program.
Awesome.
It probably needs to be condensed. My project is basically building out what My Lovable Business, that project actually is, that program is. And I'm doing that by working with a number of clients. Where I'm at is I'm busy delivering. I'm actually starting a new one this Thursday, but I'm at the pointy end. I've done one session with a technology company and we just got the most amazing insights. They were so foundational and basically changing everything, not everything, but changing where they start with talking to their customers. It'll make a real difference for them because they've often we're too far ahead of where our clients are and we talk about things that don't seem believable to other people. So we've got to start with them and their pain and our answer. Anyway, that's what I've been up to. So
thank you.
Busy.
You've been riding along. Yes, busy. Yeah. And you've had school holidays and all those fun things as well. Sonia, I cannot seem to unmute you, so you must be muted at your end. There we are. Hi.
Hi. Hi, I'm Sonia Falorda from ACS Debt Collection, and my connection statement is our award-winning all-female team help businesses collect their overdue accounts, and we increase their cash flow by using our proven 48-hour debt recovery processes. And I've definitely read it. Now, I'm a bit all over the place because I've got a few projects, which is, first of all, I'm still lingering on with MailChimp and I'm revamping that and it's like a huge task, but I'm getting there. It's just a slow process. I've also had my debt collection software extraordinaire delivered as well, and it is so good, but that's another learning process that I've got to do. And at the same time, I'm sort of hashing my website. However, I did put out my marketing mountain out there, and I'm so embarrassed because it looks hideous, but I do want to promote my annual subscription for my debt collection services, which is basically unlimited debt collection. I put it out there, but I'm really not creative, and well, I don't even have the time anyway, but at the same time, I'm not really sure if it's too much information. Anyway, I've put it out there, so if anyone wants to give me any advice, I'm listening.
Well, it's one of your, it's your question for today, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So we'll get started on that today.
Okay, fabulous.
Awesome. Thank you. Laurel, hello.
Hello. Sorry, my name's Laurel, and I take self-drive travellers on a journey. Sorry, take self-drive travellers, particularly retirees and families, on a journey through the outback, through with audio travel guides that are triggered by GPS points, so they can learn about the history, culture, and hidden gems, and not miss a thing. And I'm a bit all over the place too, and rather behind on catching up. I've got to catch up on a lot of tasks that through the program. But my project is to create a lead magnet, and in order for people to buy a combo deal of the audio guides in Central Australia. So if they buy one, they might as well buy another because they're in the region, which is the Alice Springs to Uluru and the West Macdonald Ranges tours. And I just have a lot of blockages because there's already a lot of things wrong with my website. So I kind of always feel like I can't go on with creating a lead magnet and a web page when I've got so many other things to fix. So I've got to somehow get over that or get stuck in and fix those things, which sometimes feel a bit overwhelming. So that's my blockage. My 21-year-old niece texted me yesterday. She's just finished her university degree, and I must have told her about this course, and she said, "Hi, Auntie, how's your mountains going?" And I just thought, did I tell you about, I thought, what is she talking about? And then I said, they're not going very well. And she said, what's holding you back? And I thought, goodness me, I've got a being held accountable by my 21-year-old niece.
I love it. Go her. That's fantastic. Yeah. So much in what you just said. Would love to support you, because here's the thing. You don't need to catch up. You just need to start where you are and move forward. And the other thing is, you can have a website that is totally dysfunctional or non-existent, and you can still pull it out a lead magnet and drive new clients. So know that is possible. Ask me how. Wearing the badge. Ask me how. Ask me how in the group, right? Because you don't want to, you know, you just want to kind of move on. And thinking that you have to fix your website before you can do a lead magnet is just going to tie up too many attention units, too much life. Yeah. When you don't really need that. There's another way we can hack it that gets you moving forward. Does that sound good?
Good. Thank you.
Awesome. All right. Chandra. There you are.
Hello. I'm at the airport, so I'm hoping I'll talk fast and hoping there's no announcements. I'm Chandra, and I work with women who are unfulfilled and unhappy in their work life, and I help them to get clarity and feel confident creating a work life that they love. And I do this through private coaching and through my, hopefully at some stage, to be launched online coaching programs called CEOU, being your own boss in the business of your life. My project. So my project initially was to launch the CEOU program. And then as I got into the detail of that, I realized that was a very massive, it's sort of like a mountain range rather than a mountain. So I sort of stepped back from that and have been looking at phase one as being list building and creating my opt-in and promoting the opt-in. So I posted the other day in the update that I've been, because of time choices, have been focusing on outsourcing. So I have someone who has been set up and is now running Facebook ads, which is my question about today. I've got someone who I'm also outsourcing the editing of my podcast to, and I've got somebody else that I'm looking at doing some other VA admin stuff so that I can just try to, as much as possible, focus on the things that only I can do. So I would say I'm chipping away and still and have a question in my mind, I'd push back the open door date to offer the program to the 1st of September, because I like the synergy of it being the first of the month and it's spring and it's new beginnings. However, I also want to be realistic about the numbers and whether I'll have enough eyeballs. So I'm just going to keep chipping away and see what happens.
Very good. And I do have your questions and we'll get to that and hopefully that'll move things along too.
Cool. Thank you.
Thank you. Karina, hi.
Hi. So I'm Karina Pelliconi and my business name is Plum Petal and I help women over 40 complement their style, feel confident and beautiful when they wear unique statement jewellery available through my online boutique store. That's coming along really well. I'm still in the process of developing all the content. So I've started doing all the boring stuff like terms and conditions and policies and shipping and all those sorts of things. And I've sent that all off to my designer. I've got a really, really good switched on web designer and he's holding me accountable. So that's kind of good. He's sent me a nice big list of things that he's expecting from me in the next week. So, right. Yeah, it's coming along. It's always just finding time to be creative and write. That's why I put up a couple of questions just about my state taglines for my website to see what you thought about them, to make sure that they're catchy and people, you know, they can connect to the little taglines that I've put up. And I think your feedback's been great there, Susie. So I'm going to stick with those. And Anita gave me a little bit of feedback. So yeah, it's coming along really well. It's just, yeah, being creative when you're designing a website, trying to be a little bit different, I suppose, than your competitors, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think you're making all the right moves. Yeah, very good. Thank you. Thank you. And I've got your question today. And to Anna and Liz and Viv and Alison and some of our, you know, alumni, one of the things that actually Fran brought up is like, you know, some of us alumni, I won't say old guys, don't know a lot about the new idealists. So hopefully, Fran, you feel a little more in the know now about who's here. But I just love hearing all of you and where you're at and having you practice your connection statements and really articulating where you're stuck and where you're moving forward. I'm just going to take a moment just to recap on some of these comments here, because I don't know if you've seen some of you people have been piping in. To Laurel, Fran says, love that idea, Laurel. Landing page, more sales, less marketing. Sonia says, yes, that's what I want, a lead page. Great. Francine saying, well done, Chandra. Who are you using for your VA and podcast streaming service? And Chandra says, Francine, I'm using someone I met through other work and trialing some podcasts first, Kaya Services podcast editing. I found someone on Upwork. Yep. Very good. Once bitten, twice shy. Got it. All right, very good. I don't think I missed anyone. Please let me know if I did, if anyone sort of snuck in after I got started. We are going to go ahead and dive into these questions. And as always, the questions, while they may be for one specific purpose here, I've designed as best I can my response to be relevant to that person, but also to speak to the other people. So the first question we have is actually from Chandra, and she is diving into Facebook ads. And she says here, my question is that I'd like feedback on some Facebook ads that have just started to promote my opt-in. I have someone running them for me and we have three versions running initially to test and see which ones get the best result. We'll upload a file. And Chandra did. And here on this next page, we can see a couple of the ads. I haven't got every page from your document, Chandra, but the file is inside the group if anyone wants to take a closer look. So these are the images that Chandra is using for her ads. A couple of just very quick things. I would really look at it in the space of Facebook and make sure that that finer copy is going to be legible, because you may be better off saying fewer words and increasing the font size just to make it really, really legible. The other thing that I do is I start a swipe file of ads that draw your attention. So anytime I see an ad that I really like, I will save it or I'll screenshot it and put it away. And then there have been times where I've gone to my designer and said, like this, you know, use this as inspiration. So you want to do that. Now, Facebook still has the it's not a rule as such, but any more than 20% copy on an image and they kind of downgrade it. So you might want to try a couple of things I'm going to talk about in a moment. But the first thing I noticed was the size of the copy. When I looked at the copy, I couldn't see what the actual subject line or headline would be from the ads. The copy itself is very clear and it's good, but I couldn't see what the hook is. What is it that's going to make me click? So one of the things I could see about the copy is that you're using – sorry, I'll just open up your document because I'm trying to read my notes here and there, a little too small for my eyeballs, which unfortunately – Age sucks. So the headline you've been going with is at a crossroad in your professional life. Then you go into top 10 in demand. You'll see the copy. If you go to the group, you'll be able to see the copy. You won't be able to see it right now. And as I said, the copy reads well. Here are my quick suggestions, and I'm happy to go deeper if you have questions on this. Map the content to the language your clients use. So do they talk about being at a crossroads? Is that how they talk about it? Do they talk about being in a job they hate? Do they talk about changing careers? If you did some of your client interviews, I would always look at that as fodder for the copy in your ads, including your subject lines, especially if there's someone who's given you the kind of feedback that where they really articulate a pain point. So I think generally the copy is very good. There's no evidence that this is a free download. Like there's nothing that tells me by the actual ad, the actual visual of the ad, that there's something here for free. So I don't know if this is a course, a webinar, a podcast episode, etc. So you may want to include something that says this is a free cheat sheet or a download or a guide or whatever it is that's going to be relevant. The other thing is all your ads are static images. You might want to try one that is has no copy on it, so just a picture of you. Firstly, I prefer the pictures of you than the stock images personally, but you want to test them, right? And so you might test no copy on the image with copy on the image. The other thing you want to do is call out, as well as using the language of the client, you might want to call out who this is for. So when I heard you talking earlier about women and work life, you weren't necessarily talking about women who were employees who wanted to change career. And because we have a work life as entrepreneurs, and I don't know if you want, you're hedging your bets and being a little bit in both camps, but I would see if you can call out the avatar more in your copy. So I know you could talk about work, and in my mind, work is, you know, working for someone else, but you just want to be very, very clear about that. Would something like find the career that's perfect for you be a better thing that they're, as far as what they might be thinking about, as opposed to are you at a crossroad? Or is it, you know, finally, you know, get that C-suite role? Or just again, I don't know what the answers are because I don't know your client and I don't know their specific pain points. But if the problem is that they want their ideal job but that they don't have the skills to get that ideal job, then your solution is discovering the 10 skills they need to get that new job. So you just want to make sure whatever the problem solution is, that you're addressing that in your ad, in both in headlines, in copy on images, and in the body copy. Now, I want to talk very quickly, you're hedging, but you can lean towards employee looking for a change. Yeah. So it's what we're saying very early on in this program around when we try and say be everything to everyone, we say nothing to no one. That's why you want to get very specific. That's why Karina's going for the curvy woman who wants the statement jewelry rather than any woman who might like jewelry. So I would go narrow, knowing that that is going to speak more clearly to your ideal client. Now, I do want to talk about subject lines because subject lines are funny things. And you want to think about some different types of subject lines that you could test. As I said, I couldn't tell from the ads what the subject line was going to be, but there's a number of different ways you can go. You can go the benefit route, which is the eight tips to transform your career, for instance, or, you know, the eight sales tips to transform your presentation, or urgency, right? An urgency headline is like the last chance, sale ends tomorrow. Maybe not as relevant for a lead magnet that you're going to keep offering. Or curiosity, are you missing this one career boosting skill? Right? So that if I was, you know, or that job getting skill. Or social proof. Social proof is about what other people are doing. So it could be how Sally got her dream role or got into the C-suite or landed that board position, right? Or it could be telling a story. Now, this might come from your own experience if you're going to tell a story. Now, you're not going to use all these subject lines, but I'm giving you eight different types just so you have a sense of them. Story could be the day my business was almost over. Some of my posts that you'll see are stories. The day I started my business, what I learned from my mentor. Different kind of approach with different promise, but these are, again, different types of subject lines. You want to try them out. Selena says she likes the story. Yeah. Or something more passional or something that you hold a position on, you know, or could be stop making these career mistakes if that's something you're passionate about. For me, one of my popular posts was why networking is icky. Now, that's like, hang on, doesn't she run a network? Oh, it's all about networking? Yeah, but this was a personal passionate for me is that networking is done wrong. You know, what we've been told about networking is wrong. And that's where we then open up to our philosophy, my story, which is more about the connection network. You could go down the news publisher style, which could be your 2019 career trends for women. Or a how-to, like a lot of us do the how-to, how to get that dream job, even if you don't think you're ready. And they can all work. So what you want to do is just test. This is all testing. So I don't know what your budget is and on one side. I also don't know how much you're prepared to spend per lead. And that can really only be determined if after time you know, well, if I get 100 leads, I'm going to convert 20, etc. So I know at this point you're still experimenting, but here are some of the things I would be getting your people to test: imagery and your subject lines. So if we go to the next slide, if we look at some of the elements of an ad, these are some of the things to test. I already talked about image. Try real images versus stock. Try kind of weird looking images versus very, you know, prim and proper images. Try and keep people in your images for sure, as opposed to, you know, desks and things like that, which you've already done. Static versus video. You might want to do a GIF. Some people call them GIFs. I call them GIFs of the download, right, where you're just showing the different pages. They work very well. You might see those in your feed already. And they can do that. If you give them a copy of the download, they can do that with the images. Copy. The copy is quite long. I would be testing short copy versus long copy. The other thing is the link is always right at the bottom of your ads. And what I would try and do is see if there's a way that you can word it so that you can put the link like in the top three lines. Because remember, the copy gets truncated. And so you want to test, well, what happens if I put the link at the top? That's something that actually Rachel Miller suggested to me. She's like, stop hiding the link down the bottom. I don't have time to get down there. Give it to me near the top. But you've got to obviously change the copy, but you want to test that. Test short and long. The other thing is, again, calling out the who. We'd already talked about that, really addressing them in your copy. If it's women who are looking for that promotion, like what is it? What is that hot point that's going to really speak to your avatar? And then that goes into your messaging, of course, as well, and audiences. Now, this is one that you're going to pretty much possibly rely on them to figure out, but here's what we found with our own advertising. Audiences matter, and by audiences is who are they targeting with the ads? Who is it? People who are interested in one of your competitors? Is it people who read a particular publication or follow a particular page? Is it a copy of your database? Like, have you uploaded your list? And so they are retargeting people who've inquired about you but haven't done anything in a while. Are they retargeting your buyers? Can you answer me that question inside of the actually, I'll see if I can open up your line. Because I've just given you a lot and I just want to know if I can find you. I'm not seeing everybody here. Here you are. All right.
Hello.
All right, who are they targeting? Who are the audiences?
I probably need to go jump back in and have another look at it, but they were setting up a profile of women, certain geographical location. I want to check what they've put in terms of interests, because I'm not sure about that. Right. Numbers wise, I don't know if we've got enough to do a lookalike audience yet, but that's something that we've, I guess, flagged as wanting to do at some point. So I feel like with all of the feedback that you've already given me, there's some great things for to add into the mix. And I think that partly that's what I was feeling, is that maybe that they're just, there's three of them, but they're all a bit vanilla, I feel like. So,
right. And you are, you're fun, you're, you know, I think you can inject more of your personality into it.
Yeah.
And just remember, you're speaking to one person. And mm-hmm. so conversation you would be having with a woman, are you more, do you come from empathy, or do you come from, come on, you need to really take action, otherwise, yeah. you know, whatever that is, de-vanilla it. Yeah. But you know, if you're not putting a lot of, like, you can not spend a lot of money and test a few things and make sure they run them for a few days and then wipe that one out. I mean, you don't have to have 40 ad sets, but try those main things.
Yeah,
still versus video, short copy versus long copy. Show a picture of the guide. Don't, you know, show a picture of you.
Yeah.
So you can spend a lot of money very quickly with Facebook ads, as you know. Yeah. And do you have a sense of your acquisition cost, what you want it to be?
No clue.
No. Have they started running these?
Yeah, they only sort of officially got approval and everything. I think it came through on Sunday night or something. So really yesterday was day one. So there's not a lot of data yet, but I'm just going to sort of keep an eye on it and check in with them in a couple of days, see which what's happening, and then to maybe add some others into the mix.
Right. You definitely want to ask them, what are the audiences?
Yeah.
And, you know, just is it demographic? Is it particular interests, as you said? Because what we found is that we can use one audience and use another, and this costs us 10% of what that does.
Yeah, right. So make sure that potentially they're also testing different audiences, not just running the same audience across all three.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Okay. Nice. Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. The other thing I want to, if you don't listen to Rick Mulready's podcast, here's one that you could check out as well. We've put his name here, and maybe Robin, you could just post that into the chat as well. He has a podcast called The Art of Paid Traffic, and it's really mostly about Instagram and Facebook ads, if you wanted to do a little more education, because I have spent thousands of dollars on Facebook ads, outsourcing them, and we've brought them back in-house for the moment because we just want to understand it enough to not lose a ton of money when we go do it. And we have been generating leads and paying decent rates and learning a ton about audiences in the process. And one of the people who we've been learning from is Rick Mulready. So that is that. All right. So the next question we have here, just doing a quick time check, is from Julie. And Julie says, welcome back, Team Susie and PJ, to Cooler Weather. With regard to my one who, one what, one how marketing mountain, I'd like to create a simple video of me for the step 2 thank you page. I listen to James Wedmore's videos that sell, and I love his strategy, but I don't think I can use this entire step-by-step formula on this thank you page. I completely understand how people need to be sold on me before they ever invest in my programs, which is why I have a 90% conversion rate when people get to the point of the check it out chat with me. I feel if they meet me in an automated process, that will move them up the mountain. If a video is a good move, then where do I start? Should it be auto-cued, casual, short, and succinct? I need help here, please. So just for everyone's sake, I do want to introduce you to James Wedmore's 8-point sales video. Now, it's called a sales video, but you can use this for a lead magnet. It is just a great video creation formula. And I do feel like, even though you're offering a free chat, that this is still the perfect formula for you to use, Julie. And yeah, I think you should definitely try a video. And you could split test 2 pages. One might have a still and one might have a video, but definitely want to do a video. I'll come back to your question. I'll make sure I come back to the question about being auto-cued, casual, Let me make sure it's down here. But here are the 8 steps. And again, now this applies to a video, a webinar, a live sales presentation. It is just a good formula, a sales letter, an email. This is a process of walking through, letting someone know that you can help them. So the first thing we want to do is we want to get attention. So we could use a question, a hook, and one of the subject lines we just talked about to get their attention. So if you watch the videos that you actually watch all the way through, it's usually because they start by giving you a really good scenario. Like, why is it that some women manage to get the ideal job while others can never get past, you know, putting in their application? I'm just making it up. And you're like, oh, okay, what? How come? Right? So you want to find what that hook is, and that's where you're going to start your video. Now, this applies whether your video is 5 minutes or 50 minutes. This same formula applies. The second thing is, what is the problem? And so what is the problem that you are solving? And you could literally go with, if I stayed on that idea, so let me give you an example of mentoring, for instance, something I know a little better than Julie's business. So the attention could be, what is the one thing that most successful business owners do that has them succeed more than 70% more often than those who don't? What is the problem we're solving? The problem we're solving is that a business owner, you can be really isolated. And when you get stuck, you have no one to reach out to. What would happen if the problem persisted is the next thing you want to tell them. So you want to agitate the problem. So we've got their attention. We're identifying what the problem is, right? And so for you, Julie, it's not overwhelm and stress anymore. It's like that feeling of self-doubt. I was, you know, in a plum job, then I had kids, and I feel totally out of my league and my confidence is shot, right? Whatever that is. Then you want to agitate the problem. So what would happen if the problem persisted? What would life look like if you took no action and this problem got worse? And then you want to identify the solution, but you want to give them a generic solution, right? And so when, if I go back to mentoring, the solution is mentoring. It's not the mentor me special offer. I identify the problem and I say one of the solutions is mentoring. And then I can talk about the fact that I've always had mentors since I started my very first business, before that even. And then you introduce your product. So for you, it'll be the free catch-up call. And I can see this problem, and that's why I introduced this free catch-up call. And here are the results and benefits of this catch-up call. You'll be clearer. You'll feel like you've gotten off your chest. Whatever those real benefits are, next bullet point, please, of spending that time with you on that free chat. And then your call to action. And you literally want to write the script using these exact points. Your call to action. What should they do next? So if you're struggling with self-doubt, then click the button to get on a call with me. You know, obligation free, it's 15 minutes. And here's what happened. Social proof is your final point. Here's what happened with when I had this time with Mary. Okay, I raced through them very quickly, so I'm just going to go over them once more. You can absolutely use this formula. You're just, your offer is not, they're not buying anything. Your offer is your free consultation or your free discovery session or your free chat with them. So you're going to grab their attention by identifying some sort of pain point that they're going through. And you can do that in your headline on the thank you page, and you can do it with the opening of your script. You're going to identify what the problem is. The problem is they're in isolation, they're feeling self-doubt, what the other word is, they've lost belief in themselves, etc. What happens if the problem persists, right? It can lead to, like, you know what happens, right, if it persists. The solution is, what is the solution? There's something that you deliver in your paid program that is the solution. And you can talk about the fact that you've helped people over many, many years through your one-on-one consulting or through your mentoring or however you want to phrase that. And the results and benefits is that they've gone from self-doubt to self-belief very, very quickly when they got this particular attention from you. The results and benefits, your call to action. So take up my obligation free, et cetera, et cetera. You know, let me tell you a quick story about Mary who did this, and this is what happened. She didn't have to pay me anything just from doing the consultation. She wrote to me and she said, oh my God, that changed my life. I feel so much better. It doesn't have to be too long. You could do all this in 5 minutes. And I think, especially as this is your first kind of video and foray into this, I would keep it short, right? So go ahead and write it short. You don't have to over elaborate on anything. But you want to hit all those points. You want to make sure you're identifying the problem. You want to let them know that you have a solution. Christy Lee says, Julie, I use this formula to write the content for my thank you page video. I haven't recorded or tested its success, but I found the formula really useful in writing the script in a way that flows easily and encourages to the next step. Yes, yes, yes. And it doesn't have to be long. It can be 5 minutes. So just hit the pain point. You don't have to deliberate. And if you want, write the script, put it in the group. Let's have a look at it and rehearse it. Now, how long should a video be? It can be 2 hours long if you were compelling, if you were James Whitmore, right? Because, you know, his videos are amazing and he keeps you compelled. For us, it might be 5 minutes. That's absolutely fine. And if it went a bit longer, great. But you could totally do this. And it's practice, right? So here's what I'd love for you to do is just give it a go. Give it a go. Give it, you know, do the best, first, worst draft. Just do a draft. Pop it in the group. But make sure it covers all these points. And as soon as it's hitting all those points, you can add meat to it. If you need to, if you want to make it longer, you can reduce it down. But just give it a go. Go, Julie. Come on, says Chandra. Chandra says, you could literally do one bullet point to each of those 8 steps to keep it short. Yes, absolutely. Very, very good. Awesome, awesome. And so auto-cued, casual, short, succinct. So we've talked about it being pretty short and succinct. Auto-cued, if that is easier for you, if you want to use a teleprompter, you can do that. If you are good off the cuff, I am not. I like notes. I like to be able to read my notes. If I'm doing, you know, a conversation with you guys in the group, I don't script that. But if I have to be word perfect and not miss any points, then I will have my bullet points in front of me, just below the camera so that I can see them. And you can do this right on your laptop. You don't have to do anything super fancy. Have a decent, you know, blank or just neutral kind of background that's not going to be distracting. The kids aren't running in the back, unless that's relevant for your audience. Just give it a go. And the other thing I would just say is keep your energy up, right? You want to sound as enthused and excited as possible. So for me, sometimes that means doing it standing up. That helps me be more energetic. But up to you. But you've got it. And Julie's excited to do it. Yay! I have 3 or 4 kids on pupil-free day today. Yeah, do it today. Hey, Anita! Very good. Thank you, thank you. All righty. We are doing well. Great, great question. I hope that was, again, useful to everyone. And that is available for you, those points. And the episode with James is in the Content Cells podcast, and I think we may have a link to that. I will let you know. All right. I'm going to quickly open up Anita's line. Hello, hello.
Hello. Sorry I was a bit late.
That's okay. One thing that we did before you arrived, I want to give you a quick opportunity to do that, is we said our name, what we do, just to recap what our project is and a quick status update. Are you up for that?
My name, what I do, and a project update. Yes.
Yes. Okay. All right.
Okay. 3, 2, 1, go. I sell swimwear and resort wear for women, and I should have my swimsuit stylist. Hang on a minute. My connection statement: we help women whose body shapes have changed over the years to get back into a swimsuit with more confidence, feeling supported with our thoughtfully designed swimwear and fitting advice. It's been a while since I've said it. I need to practice that, Susie. Project update. My project was Shine, the summer retreat. Retreat in the hinterland of Byron Bay, early November, up to 11 spaces. Yes. I got very excited last week because I thought I only had 1 space left, but now I have 2, maybe 3. So 1 step forward, 2 steps back. Yeah. Yes. But what I wanted to say was, it's been an incredible ride, and without the support of you, Susie, and the girls in the group, I would not have been able to pull this off. So thank you. And last week I hit a bit of a snag with some negative feedback and comments on social media, and, you know, put it straight out to the girls in the group, and everyone, so many, commented within a minute. I had a comment of support and help and guidance, and so I put that in place, and that's all settled. And So again, you know, the power of the group and the support is enormous. So thank you.
I'm so excited for you. And I know you are well in ahead of your minimums. So I hope you're counting it as a win. Do not let those 1-2 places freak you out. It's fantastic.
Thank you. I am a bit of a, you know, we like to strive for higher ground. You know what it's like. And so it's a bit of a kick in the teeth. But anyway, I'll give it.
Thank you so much. Thank you for that update. Yeah, it is brilliant. I agree, Francine. Really, really good. All right. The next question was from, thank you, Robin. Robin, pop back to the slides. Oh, she's such a pro. Karina's question. I am setting up Afterpay and Stripe on my website, and Anita might be able to help with this as well, along with the standard credit cards and PayPal. In terms of Stripe and Afterpay, should I offer both types or stick to one type? And then the second question is shipping. I'm thinking of moving from Australia Post to Sendal. Is this a good choice for shipping? So if you are in the online space and can help answer these, you can as well. I did a little bit of my research. This is not my area of expertise, so I actually reached out to a friend of mine. I wonder how young Deb is. Haven't seen Deb on here for a little while. Deb, if you're watching, hi. So Stripe, for those of you who don't know, if we go to the next slide, Stripe is like a payment processor. And so it handles all sorts of credit cards. So you're good on the card side of things. The question about Afterpay. So Afterpay, some of you may have, has anyone used Afterpay or that sort of service? Yeah, some of you have. So that is a payment option that's really popular here in Australia, and it allows you to split your total bill up into smaller installments. I mean, this is genius. Whoever systemized this and created the apps is just so genius, because it just removes the barrier for people buying. And so they collect the payments, but they, and then they give you the money, but they take a little fee. So that's how that works, if you don't know. So the thing is, I would do both, absolutely. The only thing reason to that you wouldn't do Afterpay is that it adds one more decision at the checkout. And anytime we complicate the process a little bit for a client, we may see some drop off. But you just want to try it. You just want to try it and see what it does. The friend I spoke to said, I wouldn't recommend it for orders under $50. I don't know why she said that, but that's what she said. I'm assuming, well, you know, if someone doesn't have the $50, anyway, I don't know what your price points are for your jewelry, but that was her advice. The other thing that she said to me is that in your Google Analytics, if you are tracking your referrals, you want to make sure that you filter out Afterpay and PayPal, because they'll skew your stats and you'll want to know where your profitable referral sources are coming from. So you just want to tell that to whoever is setting up your website and linking that to Google Analytics, is that they want to filter out Afterpay and PayPal so it doesn't skew your referral results. Comments. There are a few customers I have found. Afterpay girls watch their pennies and will jump on for refunds. Different customers to PayPal and credit card customers. Yes. And especially if it's like a small purchase, like if it's $50 and someone's splitting that up, is that your ideal client for your other purchases, right? Nothing wrong with supporting people to buy your stuff. But, you know, I'd rather not do that for low price items. Plus one to Anita, says Frances. Fran says, in my limited experience, it is Gen Y and millennials who use Afterpay. I would just put it on credit card. Sean, yes, post in the group. That is that. Shipping. You're thinking of moving from Australia Post to Sendal. Now, Sendal is like a courier service for those that don't know. And so this is their website. And so they are linked with a lot of different services. So it's not all their own drivers that are moving the goods around. But they are aiming for small businesses. So they're trying to make themselves really attractive. So again, I would be doing a feature and pricing comparison between Sendal and Australia Post. Now, what I understand, and again, if you've got more experience than me in this, absolutely speak up, is that, you know, you can track a Sendal parcel. You cannot track an Australia Post parcel unless you buy sort of the elite sort of service. And so if that sort of security for your products is important, then I would definitely be doing that. Does anyone have any experience in this area? Fran says, I have a friend who uses Sendal. He loves it. He says it's much easier than going to the post office. Yes, because they pick up as well, right? Anita says, I've looked at Sendal, but in the end, stick with Aussie Post as many of my customers don't want courier and Australia Post will go anywhere faster. So I hope that helps, Karina. There's no definitive answer. But this is also a question that you could put in the main group if you wanted some more input from some more retailers. But I think that we've covered your Afterpay and Stripe and we've covered your shipping. Does that all sound good? Yep, great. All right, very, very good. All righty, next question. Let's lift our energy up. I need to lift my energy up because I've been up since 3 a.m. and I have not had enough caffeine to still be up. I know Anita's face. Anita, I'm just jet lagged, but I didn't want to be up. Diane, the gorgeous Diane, who should by now be very asleep. One of the things I did when I was in New York is I caught up with Diane. That was fun. We've had a very challenging financial year, actually 2 years now, she says, with our solar power business. That's the business she has with her husband. And I'm bone weary with stress. We have an opportunity coming up this month, which hopefully will change the financial trajectory of the business. It will still require a lot of time and focus for the next several months. She goes on to say, as for my writing project and Little Tulip books, I feel quite disheartened. Our goals group has decided to focus our action, accountability, and clarity around our projects, which is good. That is very good. Looking to ignite the spark and excitement around Tulip. Any good ideas about re-engaging with this business? I won't be available for the call. However, I'll be listening to the recording of responses to everyone's questions. Will be inspiring. So feel free to, if you comment here, I'll read it out for Diane because she's listening to the recording. So I totally hear you, Diane. And when things are difficult, especially in the area of finance and it's a family business, it can take a toll on so many parts of us, including our relationships. And so for me, one of my pieces of recommendation would be to just keep reconnecting with Euclid around your relationship and try and keep what's going on in the business separate to what's happening inside your family. I know when we... it wasn't the same situation, but it was when we sold our business in 2007, our events business, we were happy to have sold it, but we were both a little bit lost. Like I wasn't sure who I was without my business. And PJ was so burnt out from that being in that business for 13 years and still finding his way about what he wanted to do next as well. And the pressure was so high on our relationship because of how we were each feeling personally. And we had to keep reprioritizing the relationship, knowing that we would each find our path and work things out. When the stress for me has been around business and finances, I have had to look at, is this a viable business model? And I don't know your solar power business, and I don't know if it's just a downturn in the market or if it's a viability issue. So that would be my other thing. Firstly, relationship first, you and your sweet husband. The other thing is the solar power business, is there an end in sight? Like if this next thing that comes out is not it, is it time to let it go? I don't know how much you've got invested in it and if that's possible, but really looking at the viability of it, maybe getting some advanced financial advice around that. Fran says, beautiful Diane, to me, I think it's about blocking out time for Tulip, even if it's 30 minutes or every second or third day, just something to look forward to. Yes. So let's talk about Tulip. So one of the things about Tulip is I know it's your heart. I know it's getting sidelined because you've got these other things going on. I'm glad your goals group is focusing in on your projects. I'm very excited to hear that. Please pass that on to everyone in your goals group. But I think that as Fran said, there's some things you can do that's just a little bit chip away. I want to talk about confidence. And this is just intuitively for me around, you know, for any of us who might have hit a place where we're stuck in our business or feel overwhelmed and stressed or anxious about big decisions like Diane has, or can also be if your business is growing, like Fran says is growing really great, Fran's is growing really great, but, you know, it can be growing out of control and that can create new issues. or if you feel like you've lost focus and motivation, right? So these things will all apply. Julie's saying self-care is crucial, Diane. Absolutely. I'm going to come back to these comments, Diane, because I want you to really hear them. But I want to just talk about the confidence. This is a topic that I'm very passionate about. And so I just want to give you all these few things. The first thing that I found, and this is especially when we were working, when we were doing our Hall of Fame more actively, is that the women whose businesses lasted, who achieved what they wanted to in their business, they had, they were connected to something greater than themselves. So they really understood their why. And so even when things got tough, or they faced failure, or others around them were saying no, or doors were closing on them, they could reconnect with this bigger purpose to remember why they were doing it. So I want you to look at with Chula, what is the why for doing this book? And really connecting with that. And just to give you an example, like one of our Hall of Famers is the woman that created Keep Cups, you know, those glass or ceramic cups. Well, I've got a lid for one, but I don't have mine here. So for her, it was about abolishing the millions of paper cups that pollute the planet every single day. So connecting with your why and your purpose is the first road back to confidence, really knowing why it is that you're doing this book, right? Because sometimes we set a goal and then it's not connected to our heart, which could be, well, maybe we need another goal. But if your heart is still there for Chula, then I want you to connect with that. The other thing is passion and tapping into our passion. So again, almost without exception, the women in the Hall of Fame cited passion as a way that kept them moving forward. And that was about the love of the writing. You know, that's the love of the writing or the love for Tulip or the love of story, whatever that is, really injecting your passion into this project. And if it feels like that fire has gone out a little, then I would spend some time writing, not writing the book, just writing, just write. Really kind of get your thoughts and to unravel on paper without trying to write the book, but really trying to uncover where is that passion. Because when we're passionate about something, we're more willing to do the work, to take risks. Right? There's days where I do not feel like being the head of an organization or running a team or running a community, but I connect back to my passion for helping women reach their true potential. So you want to find what that passion is for you. We're getting lots of comments here. Bye, Fran. See you soon. The third one here, I'll go real quick, is people. Surround yourself with the right people. You are in the perfect place, Diane. I know you're not here right now, but I hope you're hearing this. We are so here for you, right? There's that African saying, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. That is why this group is important. That's why the network is important. That is why mentors are important, the people around us, really surrounding yourself with the right people, right? That will bring back your confidence. We totally believe in you, right? And we are here for you. The fourth one here, and I'm going to then go to these comments, which I can see are flowing and are amazing, is planning and preparing, right? And that's what this project idea is about. And I know you made a start, you did your project plan. I would go back and have a look at that. You've done some of the stuff. You've got a writing coach, right? I know that you know how to write. You've written a book before. Some of the women here may not know that, but when Diane was a stylist, she wrote a book around styling. You also want to tap into things like the Habits book, right? Atomic Habits. So one of the things he talks about is in order to develop new habits, it's less around that the goal we have. It's more about the routine and the systems we set up. And so if you are going to look at writing the book, rather than thinking about, I need to write the book, just say, I'm going to write for 10 minutes and then I'm going to stop. Right? You're going to give yourself, here in the book, he talks about someone going to the gym for 2 minutes and then leaving the gym, but they went to the gym and the next day they went for another 2 minutes. So for you, it might be write for 10 minutes, let it go. That's it, right? You don't have to try and write a whole chapter or half a book or whatever it is. Revisit your project plan, reset your dates, and let us know how we can support you. And the final one is taking action. So the final road back to confidence is taking action. Now, it says here power. One of the definitions of power is the ability and capability to do, right? That is what action is. So power, coming back into your own power, is knowing that you have the ability and the capability to do at any point. All right, I'm going to come back to these comments here. Anita says, that's so tough. Fran says, beautiful Diane, to me it's about blocking out time for Tulip, even if it's 30 minutes or every second or third day, just something to look forward to. Anita said, that's so tough, Diane, I'm so sorry, and hard to let go. Look after you and those you love the dearest first. Thinking of you, reach out to us, we are here for you. And Sean said, set a time and a place to write work on Little Tulip books every day. The time, most importantly, should be an amount of time you can't talk yourself out of. That way, even if you don't get to it at the clock time, you'd given it the amount of time before you head to bed. Julie says, self-care. Francine says, Alison Vidotto talks about work-joy balance. I'm not familiar with that. Maybe, Alison, you could tell us more about that in the group. And Maria says, Diane, start with your big why. Why is Little Tulip important to you? What is your vision? Sean saying, great advice, Susie, thank you. And Francine says, I love this group. She has to duck off. Joe says, sometimes working on your own project, Little Tulip books, can give you some distance from the stress of the main business. Yeah, that's a great point. It allows you to rejuvenate, and then you have more energy and emotional capacity to be supportive to your husband and the solar business. And Maria says, and maybe journaling what meanings you're giving to what's happened so far. Start with reframing these negative thoughts. What are the lessons that will move you forward? And as Julie said, self-care, positive self-talk, and self-compassion. Absolutely. And Francine talks about the book. Yes, he talks about 1% improvement on yesterday. And that's all you're doing. You're going to do 1% more writing than yesterday. So he says, great, great advice. Sometimes it's great to let go and go within to find your answers, even in 5 minutes a day. And well done for reaching out, says Selena. Julie says, one of the simplest ways to reconnect is to focus on a gratitude exercise. That is, wake up and verbally say out loud, what is the one thing I'm grateful for? And Selena says, your goals group is here for you as well, as you know. Beautiful. Thank you, everybody. I know Diane will really appreciate that because she does listen to these recordings. All right, well done. Next question. Take baby steps, says Julie. The lovely Sonia posted this image inside the group, and she says, firstly, this is my project. Firstly, not happy at all with the design part, work in progress. The information needs work, I know. However, was hoping more for any feedback on the information and offer. I'm not a Canva queen, as you can tell. Had to push myself through this embarrassing ego barrier. Help anyone and Susie Daphnis. Once it's all fixed, then where do I go from here, as Facebook is not where my clients hang out, as it's B2B. P.S. I'm so embarrassed on how it looks, just saying. All right, so I just saw the second part of that question, so I think I only have an answer to the first part of your question, but I can answer the rest of it later. So the first thing is, and I'm not sure, maybe you could just put this in chat, what is this? Is this a poster? Is it a postcard? Is it a Facebook ad? What is it? While you're doing that, I'm not sure myself. You're so funny. All right. So here, a couple of quick things. I'm not sure. I just want client. Perfect. Great brief. All right. So here's the thing. I wasn't sure what it was. And so depending on what its use is, how much information you use, like that would not work as a Facebook post, right? It may work as a poster. It may work as copy for an email. It may work as copy for a sales page. But, you know, so you want to decide first, what is it? What is it? The other thing with design is that Canva has a bunch of templates, but if Canva does your head in, do not use Canva. Pay someone on Fiverr $30 to design it for you using Canva, if that's what you want, or using whatever, right? But you don't want to spend, like, the time and energy it would take you to do it when it's not your natural inclination is just way too much time that you're not spending on the stuff that you can do best in your business. As far as the look and feel, like, is it on brand? I don't know, but I would be going, what is it that you're trying to do? Yes, you want more clients, but back up a second. Are you looking to send some emails? Are you looking to run some Facebook ads, etc.? Let me come back to your question about the offer, because I can see that you've used some of the elements of an offer, which is great. So price is one of our elements. If we go to the next slide. So you've got, and it's $365 plus GST. I don't know if it's an industry thing, but I always like to include GST in the price so that I don't have to say plus GST. So if you if that's common in your business, then just go with that. If that's $3.95 or whatever the price is, you want to make it work, then you don't have to do the plus GST thing. It's more common for services like corporate services, the GST thing like that. Inclusions. So again, just have a look at the inclusions. You've got great inclusions. I would just look at the language and ask yourself, so what? Why does it matter? So if you're saying it includes 24/7 access to me so that you can get your questions answered anytime, like you want to give them a why, not just list the items. And you want to look at your language. Like you say, our membership includes that. There's nowhere else you've told me that there is a membership. And so that line could probably say, reiterate the name of the package. So my, if you're going to call it the premium package, includes, rather than introducing a new language, I'm going, oh, what membership? And if you can't see this very clearly, this is posted in the group. Naming. Right now you're calling it the ACS, premium package. That's fine. But I'm going to give you some tips if you want to name it something that might be a little more compelling to an ideal client. Branding, only you know if this is your branding or not. And I think of the elements of an offer. Branding is great, but I think it's one of the probably least essential if you can get the other elements right. Risk reversal, is it that they only pay when you collect money? Is that the only time? Right. So that might be, that's a pretty compelling thing, but it's at the moment, it's hidden. It's not, you know, right there in your copy. And so just as an aside, if copywriting is not your thing, you can always outsource this, right? And get someone to take what you've got and put it more into marketing language. But you can have a really good go at this by yourself, as you already have done, and get most of the way there. Bonuses. You tell me that if I register by a particular date that I get your bonuses, but you haven't told me what the bonuses are, so I don't know if I want them, right? So you want to be able to – so this is where I'm saying if you're going to list all these things, it's definitely not a Facebook post image. It might be the Facebook post, but it's not the image, right? But this is the sort of stuff that you do want to put on your landing page or in your emails or wherever it is that you're, or your order forms where you're articulating. So what are the four bonuses? Let us know. Scarcity. Do the bonuses go away after this date? Like, or is the offer only available till that particular day in August? Again, just being very clear, where is the scarcity? And social proof. Again, depending what this is, I would be including some client testimonials because that piece wasn't on there. I would definitely be including some client testimonials. Now, I would look at your hooks. Let me just increase the size of this. So again, like a lot of you use yes, no questions as your headlines. I would personally move away from that. I would go more for a statement than I would a question. So are you frustrated with your customers not paying you on time? Yep. Now what? What if you can turn that around and say, get paid on time every time? Or never lose money on any of your transactions. You'll know what the, again, if you've done your client interviews or any sort of surveys or know your customer well, and I know you've been in business for a while, you'll know how they talk about what the benefits are. You might even find it in some testimonials that you have. So your headline is going to be the key piece. Now, from a graphic perspective, when we're laying things out, you want your headline to really dominate. And what I'm finding in this particular layout, because again, you've tried to put a lot of things in a very small piece of real estate, is that the headline for me isn't substantially bigger than the subheading. And red on dark color is really hard to read. But again, you're not pretending to be a designer, but these are some of the things that a designer should hopefully know and be able to do for you. So I'm going to come over very quickly to naming things. Great. And there's some comments here. Sonia, just look at the comments as well. How to name things. Now, we do have a podcast around how to name things, but again, this is for everybody. One of the things that you can do, and you might want to do this, Sonia, in the group, is crowdsource a name. I remember when we were running, we wanted to do a webinar series and I was going to be interviewing business book authors. And I went out to the Her Business community and said, they're going to be interviews, they're going to be webinars, they're all going to be with authors. Can you help me name it? And one of the women, she is still from Queensland, came up with Booked for Lunch, which was kind of a play on the booked idea, the fact that it was an author and the idea of being booked for lunch because we were running these at lunchtime, right? So you might want to help crowdsource rather than being the ACS premium package. Can it be something a little sexier, and maybe we can help you with that in the group. Being clear on the who. From the ad so far, I'm just going to call it an ad because I'm not sure what it is. I'm not clear who it's for. Is it debt collection for small businesses? Is it just being very clear on who the who is and calling them out in your copy? Overall brand strategy, as I said, I don't know how this relates to your brand and if it's on strategy or not. That's something you can say. One of the things in naming is say what it does. So the ACS premium package, I think it's great. It's vanilla, but it could work, but it doesn't say what it does. But if it's the get your, I'm making this up, right? But if it's the get your money debt collection package, it kind of tells me what it does. It's like the Marketing Success Mastermind program tells you what it does. The Ideal Business Accelerator program tells you what it does, right? If it's called Zero Receivables package, it kind of tells you what it does. So you want to think about the name in that way. Keep it to a few words, right? You only want it to be, you know, 3 to 5 words, you know, shorter, the better. Who are business owners? Medium to large businesses, right? Okay. There is a masterclass in your library on how to name things. It's with the lovely Amy Lee from Melbourne. She is a superstar. I would recommend listening to that as well. She's got some great tips on how to name things. Plus, as I said, we've got a podcast. Your question was, once it's all fixed, then where do I go from here as Facebook is not where my clients hang out? So separate question. Let's go ahead and deal with that one in the group because firstly, what is it? Because like if it's a Facebook ad, then it would go on Facebook. But if it's a ad to go in a print magazine, then that would go somewhere else. So let's decide what it is. And if it's multi-purpose, then great. You've got the long version. You've got the short version. You're sending people to a download. Or is this a page on your website? So just come up with, I don't mind what the answers are, but just decide on those things and we can take it from there. So I'm sorry if this isn't a totally complete full answer for you, but I still had some questions. But we can work this out in the group for sure. Let's have a look here. Sean says, LinkedIn is more appropriate for B2B. I've made shift to this recently and feeling that with persistent routine, 10 minutes a day, it will reap rewards. Yes. My clients aren't on Facebook, more on LinkedIn, says Sonia. Great. So you already know that. That's terrific. Joe says, Sonia, your connection statement mentioned within 48 hours. Yes. Thank you for mentioning it, Joe. In your connection statement were some really great lines that I didn't see on this. So you do want to look at that. And so Joe's saying, within 48 hours, debt collection, that really hit me as a selling point. Maria says, your short headlines, as you said, Susie, get paid on time. Selena says, too many ads start with a question and it's not as effective anymore. Sonia says, who are business owners, medium to large? And Julie says, I saw a great name for a facial the other day, Stop the Clock. I'll take two. It was an anti-aging treatment. Yeah, that's great, right? Those little things matter. Again, it doesn't have to be fancy if we're checking off all the other boxes. But this one, I think it's great. I think you've got most of the elements of an offer. It's just now tweaking it. So where to from here? I would recommend we continue this conversation in the group by having you decide what is it that you're trying to do with this piece? Is it that you're updating the website? Is it that you want to run ads on LinkedIn? Is it a sales page? Is it an email to your database, etc.? And once we get what the purpose is, we can sort of reverse engineer that with what you've already done, which is great, and get it going from there. And if it is a piece that requires a lot of design, again, I recommend that you find someone who could do that for you relatively inexpensively. But if this is a piece that's going to get your business over and over again, you can afford to spend a bit of money on it. Don't think you should do that at the outset. Just get it done and get it off your plate, right? Because you're not a designer. It's just going to stress you out. Great. Lot to digest. Yes, terrific. All right. So very quickly, because we've got just a couple of minutes, our next catch-up is on the 27th of August. And we are going to be diving into our products and services. So exactly what we've done here with Sonia, but going deeper. And so when I say products, I also mean services, of course. So it's like how are, you know, we're going to talk more about pricing and packaging and design of our products and services. Also about customer delivery. customer service and delivery of our products? Do you have too many products? Do you have not enough products? How are you innovating on your products, right? If you've got some things that aren't moving. And so that's going to be the conversation at the end of the month. I will tag you ahead of time to get you starting to think about what product you might want to think about in relation to that conversation. Of course, we have the one day coming up in September, and that is in Melbourne, and I cannot wait to see you. We have such a good day planned for you. And just a reminder that we are doing a meetup the night before the event, so you get to meet some of the wonderful Melbourne members. I have missed going to Melbourne. I haven't been for ages, so really looking forward to that. And if you do want to bunk in with some other people here, make sure you use the group to tee up some details. Robin is getting all the details of the venue and suggested accommodation and all those things to you this week, so that you can make sure you book things in. But for those of you who know Melbourne, the venue is the Oaks on Collins, and more details coming soon via email and in the portal. All right. And just remember to use the group to continue these conversations. Thank you so much to all of you who ask questions. Lots to think about. The recording will be with you a little later today if you want to back on up and really listen to anything. And if you didn't make it live on the session today, but you are listening to the recording, we missed you and hope to see you at the workshop later this month or in the group. Thank you so much, everyone. Bye for now. Have a great day. Thank you.